This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Both the Senate and the House hold hearings tomorrow on the role of the Federal Communications Commission in regulating indecent material on TV and radio. Members of Congress say they want tougher enforcement. So do many regulators. But the question is, how to do it? NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
When the tube was still black and white, there was zero chance a naked breast would make it onto prime time. A coterie of cautious network executives and anxious sponsors saw to it that Jack Parr couldn't even make a joke about a WC because it was toilet humor. Parr got so upset when his joke was censored without his knowledge, he walked off The Tonight Show.
There must be a better way of making a living than this.
Hard to imagine today when bathroom jokes are almost required. Back then, broadcasters followed a voluntary code of conduct, and FCC Commissioner Michael Kopp says he misses it.
I'm not saying it was a golden age, but it was a credible effort at self-discipline, self-policing. There were limitations on the graphic depiction of sex, alcohol, drugs. There were some positive commitments on advertising, on children's programming, and we need to get back to that now.
The code of conduct was thrown out on antitrust grounds. It worked well in an era when sponsors demanded decency. It's unclear how it would function now that the ads are sometimes the riskiest part of the broadcast. And Professor Jeremy Lipschultz of the University of Nebraska says there's another big difference.
Broadcasters didn't compete with cable. They didn't compete with satellite. They didn't compete with pay channels. They didn't compete with the internet. All of those things are in the mix now.
Lipschultz says those added choices push broadcasters to take chances. Take last week's Super Bowl halftime show. Fans with satellite dishes could have tuned into
Lingerie Bowl, featuring a 7-on-7 supermodels tackle football game. Wearing lingerie, how can you not watch?
There has been talk about extending the reach of the FCC's decency standards to include cable and satellite. Some media watchdog groups say vigorous FCC oversight is essential. L. Brent Bozell of the Parents Television Council told Congress just days before the Super Bowl, the FCC caused this problem and the FCC can fix it.
It begins with the need for the FCC to start monitoring what's on broadcast television. The FCC has a whopping $278 million plus annual subsidy from the Congress, yet somehow can't find the time or the resources to monitor what it's supposed to be regulating.
Some free speech advocates say it's a good thing the FCC has not been active because the definition of broadcast indecency is pretty slippery. It's been that way, they say, ever since a public radio station aired a comedy routine that mocked the FCC's authority.
Yeah, there are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television.
A Pacifica radio station broadcast George Carlin's 7 Dirty Words routine in 1974. The FCC sanctioned the station, and in 1978, the Supreme Court said the agency did indeed have the authority to regulate broadcast speech.
They must really be bad. They'd have to be outrageous to be separated from a group that large. All of you over here, you 7. Bad words.
Obscene material, such as child pornography, can be banned outright. But the Pacifica ruling said the FCC will have to declare material indecent on a case-by-case basis. Jeremy Lipschultz of the University of Nebraska says he doesn't think the FCC has the legal authority to declare certain words or certain images off-limits for all time.
I just don't see the courts turning their head on years and years of protection of free speech rights and saying universally all nudity is bad. There may be situations where there is real social value.
And broadcasters complain that leaves them guessing about what will get them in trouble with the government. Some have also questioned whether the FCC has any business policing broadcasters, while other media are largely unregulated when it comes to indecency. But FCC Commissioner Michael Kopp says there's a key difference here.
No company, no corporation owns one little airwave out there on the spectrum. They can lease rights to use that airwaves, and when it comes to broadcast media, the quid pro quo for that lease and for the ability to make a buck doing it is to serve the public interest.
Lawmakers are hoping to sharpen the FCC's teeth by greatly increasing the fines the agency can impose that may cause some broadcasters to be more careful. But stiffer fines could also lead to new lawsuits that will once again challenge government's authority to regulate broadcast speech. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.